Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
VoiceOver Coffee Shop, episode number 46.
Welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we share our morning with some of the finest names in voiceover. And now, here's your host, voice actor Andrew Morrison.
Hi there, my name is Andrew Morrison, and welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we start our day with some of the finest names in voiceover. If you'd like to know a little bit more about me, feel free to visit my website at www.andrewdmorrison.com. In this episode, we have the phenomenal Mary Lynn Wissner. Mary Lynn is a casting director who has cast, directed, and produced some of the most amazing media in LA through her company, Voices Voice Casting. She is also the creator of VoiceOver Self-Direction app and the founder of the infamous VO Roadshow. In this episode, we discuss what attracts a casting director to talent, what exactly do casting directors do, and how does the casting process work? So how do you start your day? How do you take your coffee in the morning?
Oh, good question. Sometimes I have tea, but I like a good cup of coffee, and I've been really into the oat milk lately. So that's my,
me too.
That's my thing. I'm trying not to do cream anymore. So yeah, that's what I do. And
is that for vocal purposes or for health purposes?
Just health, you know. I like dairy, but I know it's not really good for you. And I've been like just backing, sorry about that. I've been trying to back off of, you know, dairy or try to reduce that. So I thought, okay, well, I could at least start with like not putting half and half in my coffee every morning, or so I'll do my almond milk or my oat milk for sure.
Gotcha. And so how did you get started as a casting director? I know you were originally an agent. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So what made you want to take that path and into helping people book and then helping projects to come together a little bit more?
Sure. Well, that was like 30 years ago. I started as an assistant agent right out of college, and then became a voice agent, and didn't love doing that. And then I got offered a job at the Voice Caster, which back in the day was the only voice casting facility in the country. Wow. And I started working there and fell in love with casting. And because that was the only voice casting facility in the country, and this was, you know, pre-internet, you know, we were hired by every ad agency and production company around the world. And so, you know, in one day, we had like four different studios there, and there was us little casting girls, and I'd be in my booth, and I could be casting an animation series in the morning, a couple commercials right after lunch, and maybe a narration project in the afternoon. So we were constantly all day just casting projects, and the actors would come in and audition, and we'd send that off to the ad agency. So after I was there about 2 years, that's when I decided to open up my own place, Voices voice casting in 1990, and I've had that ever since. I love it. So I've cast, gosh, you know, thousands and thousands of radio and TV commercials over the years, narrations, in-show narrations, video games, animation series, animation feature films, ADR, IVR, whatever, whoever's needed a voice over the years. That's, you know, hopefully they'll give us a call, and that's what we've done. So
on this side of the seat, I know, like, going in doing coaching and like the different things that go into training to become a better voiceover artist. But experience aside, what do casting directors do to kind of hone in on their abilities and learn to be better casting directors?
That's a great question. I think it's kind of a talent. I think it's a gift. I think because I've been in this for over 30 years, and there are some people I've seen come and go who were casting directors, and aren't very good at it. You know, I do believe that it's just something you have an ear for, whether it's, you know, obviously in voiceover casting, it's having the ear. Mm-hmm. On camera casting, it would be having, you know, the vision and the sight. But I do believe I have an ear for it. I'm a good director. I work with advertising agencies almost every day and production companies. So I know, you know, what I'm in tune with usually what they're thinking, and you have to know pop culture and, mm-hmm. and history and all kinds of things. So all those things appeal to me. So maybe that's also what contributes to me being good at it. And any casting director being good at their job is knowing what is needed in the market and what the trends are, and then hearing talent and being able to work with talent, you know, because also as a coach, somebody could be completely new to the industry, but I can hear something in them and the potential they might have. And I oftentimes hear things that they don't have it, and I have to kind of figure out how to help them either get that or move on to something else, you know.
So when people don't have it, what are like some common things that you've seen that people need to work on? I mean, aside like audio quality and things.
Well,
like that.
Yeah, audio quality, of course, is a technical thing, but if right. you have to have talent. It all comes down to talent. And like I tell people a lot of times, it's not always having this great voice. You can have a great voice, but if you can't act, you just have a great voice. So it really is about being able to act. It's a being able to take somebody else's words and make them sound like they're your words and your experience or that moment in time in your life. And it's hard to do, especially in commercials. It's really hard to do. People think, you know, I mean, people think, oh, voiceover, that's so fun. I want to do that. And until you try to do it, it's really difficult. So to be able to take those words and make them your own, it does take talent. So I think the first thing is, does that person have talent? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it's just then nurturing that talent and then teaching them, you know, the technique and the skills and the you know, the acting stuff that makes you great.
Gotcha. So what are some of like the unknown problems in the casting world? Because of course we kind of have a small idea of like what your desk and what your world looks like, but I know it's a lot more than just getting scripts in, sending them out, and then going in and trying to direct somebody. What are some things that maybe people don't know that you have issues with or some problems or some difficulties that come with casting?
Well, if I'm understanding you correctly, issues with casting might be like talent didn't pay attention to the casting specs closely, or maybe an agent who I sent the casting to didn't translate that well to their talent, or some technical difficulties, like maybe, you know, their sound quality wasn't good, things like that. Those are probably the main, you know, issues that would come up, and right. that would be, you know, an annoyance for sure.
Okay. So what does your overall day generally look like? Do you
find like the first half of your day trying to find talent and then the other half trying to find slots to direct talent for certain projects? Or like, what is Mary Lynn's overall casting process look like?
Oh, good question there too. You've got some good ones. So typically what happens, just to give you an idea, when I get hired for a casting job, an ad agency, let's say it's coming from an ad agency, they'll call me or shoot me an email. Hey, Mary Lynn, we've got this project we're looking at. A national network campaign or whatever it is. It's going to run here and there and so on. They tell me about the project, what the product is, what their vision, what their thoughts are, maybe the types of voices they're thinking of. And then I usually will get on the phone with that producer or copywriter because I like to make that connection. And okay, what are you thinking of? You know, do you have any celebrity prototypes? Because sometimes if they have a celebrity idea in their head, I can kind of pull that out. And then my brain just automatically starts thinking of names. I'll start writing names down right away just because I hear voices in my head when I get descriptions of the type of voices they're thinking of. And then I go and start putting names together. Depending on the commercial or the project, I will reach out to agents. I'll reach out to talent. I know a lot of talent that don't have agents, not their fault. I just call them directly or shoot them an email and send them the script. I'll give them a deadline. Then I will get all those auditions back. My clients usually only want to hear, you know, maybe 12 to 20 at the most, mm-hmm. but I throw the net out wider and try to get, you know, I don't know, maybe I'll get 100 auditions back. And so I cull through all those and listen to them and then narrow it down and then pick the, you know, up to 20 best and send that on to the client. They'll call me back, say, this is who we like, or we have these top three, who do you think? Or, you know, it's a very collaborative process when it gets towards the end. And then ultimately, of course, the decision is theirs. Every once in a while, they'll say, well, you know the talent better, who would you pick? You know, so that's happened sometimes. But most of the time, you know, they come back and they give me their selection and then we book them.
So say you had 100 of auditions come back and they all sounded phenomenal. How would you find those, I guess, as J. Michael put it, those nice polished voices and then those weird little cars? Like what sort of things catch your attention when you're hearing an audition come back?
Well, I'll tell you this, never ever has all 100 been phenomenal. That just doesn't happen.
Right. Hypothetically.
Yeah, that just doesn't happen. What was the last part of your question? How do I determine who goes?
What sort of things have you seen recently that have caught your attention? Where you're like, you know what? I want to put that in and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I'm always kind of known as a ringer casting director anyway, where like every once in a while I'll throw in something they weren't expecting, you know, like, you know, we did some casting for Alfa Romeo a while ago and they had to have guys, has to be a guy. And I threw in a couple of gals because they booked one. They booked her instead of the guy. They were so adamant that it had to be a guy. But I think that's my job as a casting director, is sort of obviously follow their guidelines and what they want, but maybe there's something about somebody that just, you know, and why not? I'll throw it in there. And I have a pretty good relationship, at least I like to think so, with a lot of my producers I work with. What I'll say, I threw in this ringer because she just had this amazing quality, or her phrasing, or the way she interpreted the guy, or whatever. So things that stand out are, yeah, you know, people that kind of make the copy their own, don't just read it. I don't need a reader. I need someone talking to me. I love an ad lib. I love a lead in, you know, something that puts sort of your stamp, your personality on that read, I think is vital, because you have to realize when you're auditioning, you're pretty much going to sound like everybody else on that reel. You know, that's why you got the copy to begin with. You fit the specs. So what are you going to do to stand out from those other 99 actors on there?
And what are like maybe 5 specific cases where you've seen somebody really stand out? Like recently?
Voice print. You know, they have just kind of an interesting voice, vocal sound, you know, raspiness or something. Definitely some kind of interesting lead in, quirkiness, and phrasing. I don't know if those are five things, but kind of the, just the way they phrased thing, they use their own punctuation. It, but again, it depends on the copy and the direction they're going for. Cause you know, when it's a, like a real person type of read, you have more freedom to be a little bit more artsy and the weird little car, as J. Michael likes to call it, you know? But if it's something that's a little more staid and authoritative, you're gonna, you know, you can't variate too much from the intent of the script and put your own punctuation and stuff in. So of course, you know, you pay attention to the casting specs and the direction, but you know, it is important to put your stamp, what makes you on there, not the voice you think you're supposed to do.
Cool. So what are some of your favorite and some of the funnest things about being a casting director?
Every day is different. I love that, because I've never been diagnosed with ADD, but I think I might have it. I get bored like really quickly. So I like things that, you know, I like my brain to constantly be challenged. And I still, like, again, after 30 something years, I still get so excited when I get an email that says, we want you to cast. I'm like, yay. I get really excited about that, because it's like these little mini movies or a little production, and you get to kind of like help find the role. And I love working with actors. I love everything about it. So for me, it's still something that, you know, is challenging and fun and exciting. And yeah, it's changed a lot in the last 30 something years. I mean, I've seen such an evolution of the voiceover world than when I first started, but it's still really fun. You know, I just still love what I do. And also because I coach talent, it's so exciting for me to see new talent coming up and how they start and working with them and sort of, you know, watching, you know, launching a career and things like that.
And so is your coaching what made you decide to start that, that self-direction app? I actually just recently downloaded it.
Yeah. So I did that. I think it's about 12 years old now. In fact, Apple just recently sent me a note like, this has to be more entertaining. The whole Apple platform is, it's only for voiceover people. So I don't know. I was a little disappointed by that. But I started it, I created it because, yeah, the way I coach is, you know, these direct popular directions and so on. And that's what I teach. And I would have actors always say to me, oh my gosh, I wish you could be in the booth with me when I'm auditioning. So I thought, well, I'm going to put that in an app, you know, so at least because everything, you know, you have to self-direct. And so I had somebody help me, of course, create it. And yeah, that's how that evolved. Back in the day, I remember I would have actors come into the, you know, to our office for a casting session, and they would have like a cheat sheet of things I taught them, you know, on a little index card. And that's what kind of got me thinking like, oh, I should just put that on an app. So yeah, that's how it all started.
So was the VO Roadshow, like, what exactly is that? Was that kind of like an evolution of that? Because I know a lot of that's advertised as like pros come to you and things.
Well, we we started that, gosh, I think it was 2019, I believe. It was Tom Pinto, who's an amazing coach, and Jeff Howell, we're all really good friends. Scott Parkin and Sissy Jones and Bob Bergen and I, we're all really good friends, and we're all well-known coaches as well. And I like to feel, or like to think that we're all very well-respected and our areas of expertise. Anyway, you know, we noticed, not to sound snobby, but there were so many coaches and programs out there, and there were some questionable type of coaching out there, and you know,
especially with the pandemic.
and this was pre-pandemic, but we just thought, gosh, you know, each of us would go to individual cities. Like, I always go to New York once a year and do a workshop, or I get asked to go to a certain city and I'll do a workshop. But people would always say, God, I wish you could be here with so-and-so, or God, it'd be great to take a class with you and Bob Bergen, Bob doing animation and you, or whatever. So we all just thought, let's get together and let's do the VO Roadshow, where we will go to select cities and you can come, you know, if you live in that city or nearby or you want to visit, whatever, you come that day. And it's a nonstop day of coaching. So we don't ever have more than 12 talent, and we break them up into like groups of, you know, four in a group. So there's three groups. So like I handle commercials, like say it's Jeff Howell, he's doing promo, Tom Pinto would be doing narration. And then we you know, round robin all day. So you get like intense coaching. And then we have lunch brought in so you don't have to leave. And it's just, it's so much fun. So that's why I kind of coined the phrase, it's a year's worth of coaching in one day. It's very concentrated, yeah. But you get a lot of time on the mic. We're at a studio and it's just, it's a lot of fun. So we started that in 2019 and then again, 2020 started it. And then we had to stop because of the pandemic. Right. And then we, picked it up this year. Jeff and I went to London and we were going to do Austin and Portland, but we decided to hold off because some people were still a little nervous about a big group type situation.
Yeah.
So the only one we're going to end up doing the rest of this year is New York, because that's pretty much sold out already. We've got a few spots left. But I think we'll pick it up again for more dates, more cities next year. Everybody has to kind of get their comfort zone, you know, level.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to make sure I come to one. That sounds
Oh, they're so much fun. They're a lot of fun, and then plus because you're in a small group, like I said, there's only four people or so in a group. You get a lot of mic time and, you know, working out and ironing out the kinks. And we had people repeat, like they came to Chicago, but they're also going to come to New York and or whatever. So it's been a lot of fun doing that for sure.
All right. And so going back to the VO side of it, I imagine you get hundreds of submissions like on a return basis. For a casting director, what is the appropriate time frame to follow up when you haven't heard anything and that's the casting director you really want to work with?
You know, I think it kind of depends on the casting director. I know for me, I just don't have the time to respond to every email.
Right.
So if I get your email with a demo, I will try and listen to it in a timely manner. It might be right away. Like if I just happen to open the email and I can listen to the demo right then, I will. But most of the time I kind of put those aside to like listen to later in the day or the week. And I cannot possibly humanly respond to every submission I get.
Right.
So to follow up for me personally, it's like, I just don't have the time. If you follow up with me, it's more of a like, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but it's like, I don't remember, dude, you know? Yeah.
Right.
So if I like the demo and I think you sound good, or I could use you, you know, we have a database. I'll put it in there and kind of make notes on what I heard on the demo and refer to it that way. If I get the submission from an agent, yeah, I'm going to probably pay a little closer attention to it because the agent has reached out to me and, you know, we have that working relationship. Mm-hmm. But if I don't know the talent, I likely will not respond right away because I just can't possibly. I mean, I don't have the bandwidth or the time or anything to do that.
So for talent, just spread a wide net and see what sticks.
Yeah, I mean, still submit because I'm always listening. If there's something stupendous about it, I will write back. But I mean, could you imagine you get like, I could probably get about 200 or so submissions a month. I just don't have the time.
All that.
I don't, I can't.
Especially with casting and directing.
Yeah.
It's
impossible, you know, so yeah, it's definitely worth a shot to submit for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then just hope, you know, because we'll put in there in our database, oh, he's with this agent or, you know, or he's great at this 20 something sound or whatever it is, whatever notes we have. And then we kind of can refer to that later. But okay. Yeah.
So what do you do outside of work life? What are things that Mary Lynn enjoys? Like, what do you do outside of work? How do you recharge yourself?
Good. I love to be outside. I like to garden. I like to travel. I love to cook. I have two daughters. In fact, I'm going to be a grandmother in September, so I'm really excited. Oh,
congratulations.
That. Yeah, my oldest daughter is having a baby, so that'll be our first grandchild. And I do things with friends, and I try to stay pretty active outside of my work life because I think that's very important. I love entertainment. I love movies. I love Broadway shows and reading, and I love television. So I love to, I do enjoy listening to podcasts on my walks. Mm-hmm. I like to try and walk every day, but I do try to stay pretty active outside of my work life, because I really believe in having like a work and life balance. I think that's so important, whether you're just, staying at home, at least get outside and go for a walk or swim or do something so you're not constantly sitting at your desk. I think it's
Now, when you are watching like movies and TV shows and it's something that you directed, do you still kind of get that like little like young magic of, I did that.
Oh, yeah. If I see a commercial that I cast on TV or a show, I might have cast the voice for, in the narration or something like that, I get really excited. And of course, I'll watch it. Or if I see an actor I know, even if it's not a voiceover and I hear them, maybe I see them on a TV show, I get excited. I'm a mom. I can't.
Oh, I'll forward it to them. I've had a couple of people all forward. Hey, is this you? I think this is you.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, the voiceover industry is just so supportive and kind. And I love the people I work with. And like I said, I love actors and I love what we do. It's just, to me, it's fun. It's creative and it's inspiring. So it's good. You were at VO Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, the people are just, the voiceover people are just nice, it's supportive. So I like that.
Absolutely. So if you were to write yourself a letter before you started your own casting agency from where you're sitting now, what would you write back to yourself?
Keep going. You can do this. I remember when I started my casting office, because I had been working at another casting office. And like I said, at that time, they were the only casting facility in the country. Mm-hmm. And this was pre-internet too. So, and I had a few really good agent friends and a couple ad agency producers and people saying, "Oh my gosh, you could do this so much better, or you would be great at this. You can do it. We'll support you." And I was just, I was nervous. I was like, okay. And I was, in my early 20s, I thought, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I did it, and I was scared, but I just did it. And, there's been some highs and some lows for sure, but I just kept going. And I think that, I think I would write to myself, it's going to happen, believe it, it's going to happen, and keep pushing forward and keep your mind open. Cause I think that was the other thing. I think the fact that I've, even though I might not have agreed with some of the way things happened or the way the industry has evolved or not evolved in certain cases, I've always kept an open mind. I wasn't so stubborn and stuck in certain things of the past or whatever. I try not to be. I think I'd be encouraging of my entrepreneurial spirit and also supporting that at the same time, and okay, don't worry, it's gonna happen, hang in there, girl.
And where can people find you and your phenomenal coaching and all information about your casting services?
Sure. Voicescasting.com. It's one long word, voicescasting.com. And then if they're interested in our pro classes, we offer pro classes at night, which we have, guest instructors come And, you know, from casting directors to coaches to directors and producers, that's called the VOPros.com. Mm-hmm. And then the VO Roadshow is VOroadshow.com. And yeah, so it's all on those sites for sure. But I guess if you just go to Voices Voice Casting, everything's on there, and it'll send you links to the other places.
Well, I'll make sure all the links, including to the app, are in
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. This has been great.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Andrew. And great, great questions. They were original. I like that, because sometimes you get the same questions all the time. So I like that. So thank you very much. And it was great to see you in Atlanta. And I'm excited to see what happens here. Keep me posted.
I really hope you enjoyed listening to what things look like in the day of a casting director and coach, and the wonderful insight Mary Lynn gave to shed light on her side of the industry. If you'd like to apply for the Voices Voice Casting roster, get professional coaching or demos, or just get to know a little bit more about the amazing Mary Lynn Wissner, you can visit www.voicesvoicecasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop. For more information on guests, new episodes, and more, be sure to visit www.vocoffeeshop.com.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.